So maybe nothing that brings shikar like in lolis, a blackness, a darkness to the person. Elayin, wine makes you shikar. So because of wine, Adam did the chet. So Noach should learn from that. Rabbi Yehuda Eimanar, Rabbi Yehuda says chitahoya. He grew a wheat. Aye, it's called an eight. No, wheat is also called a tree. Shein hatinik yodeya likroya abavima. A son is not smart enough to call his parents abavima at sheyitoim tam dagon. Until he eats, he has to eat at least wheat. So it's called the eitz hadas. That was das that came from chitim. Rashi is eitz hadas toiv hadas yotoiv ra shema mina haino chitim. It's wheat. Rabbi Nechem Yoiminal Tainahoy. It was a fig tree. Why? Shebadava Shakilkala boy from the tree that he ate from the Didachet Niskano. That's what fixed him, that's what gave him clothing. Shneman Apostle says afterwards, Vayitbru Ola Taina, that he made clothing, Allah Taina, the leaves of the fig tree. So it was only the fig tree that would give him leaves because he did the chet with the fig tree. Divrei Lemuel Apostle Kimishle, Divrei Lemuel Melech. Masa Shayisar Sa'imai. This goes on, the Mu'ah goes on Shleim HaMelech, that his mother gave him Musa. His mother gave him Techocha. Omer Rabbi Yechim Mishim Ben Yechoi. Malameid Shekofos Sa'imai. His mother Basheva, like tied him down Shleimai, Alomad on the beam, on the board there. She wanted to give him Alkis, right? The Omer, when she said to him, Ma Bari, Apostle says further, what are you, my son? What are you doing? Mar ba bitne, you're the son, my son came out of my womb. Mar ba nedore, what are you doing, the son of my neder? What does she mean to say? Mar berida means hakel yod, everybody knows. Shavich yirei shemayim hevei. Dovid HaMelech was yirei shemayim. Ach shav yoymu, now they're going to say, ima gormoloi. If you're going to do a chet now, Shlomo, you're going to go after your tithes, your desires. So people are going to say, you know where Shlomo got his beard midas? Not from his father. Everybody knows that David was yirei shemayim. So think you got your beard midas from me, from Bathsheba. Therefore, Bathsheba telling him now, what's going on, my son? Be careful. Mar bar bitni. What does that mean? You're my first wife. You came out of my womb. That means kol anoshim shel beis avicha. All other wives that David had, kivan shem misabros. Once they became pregnant, shuvenim reis pnei melech. They didn't live with the king. They didn't live with David anymore. But vani Bathsheba. Even after I became pregnant with you, dochakti, I pushed myself. V'nechnasti, I entered. I still live with David HaMelech. Kidei sheli ben mezuris umeluvin. I shall have a good son. But they say the more you have zera, the zera comes into her, it makes the son stronger and better. So she tried hard to make you into a good boy. So what are you doing now? Because doing chatoyim, watch yourself. Don't do any chet. Mar ba nedori, what are you doing, the son of my neder? What does that mean to say? What promise did she make? Kol noshim shebeis avich, all the other wives of David, hayu noidrus, they used to make a promise like this, that if I would have a son, Yehali ben Hogan, I should have a good son, a strong son, Lamalchus, he should be strong to go to be the king. Vani, what have I daven for? Nodati v'mati Basheva made a promise and said, Yehali ben Zorah, I should have a good son, of a mula batera, for Hogan. Linevius, I daven that my son should be a Ben Torah and it should be fit to be a Navi. If so, watch yourself, don't do chatoyim.
And Rashi says, don't go after Hano. She saw Shlomo was having too much Hano, too much enjoyment, be careful. Now the prophet says, Al lam lochem lamoyot, like Lamel Shlomo, be careful, don't be like kings. Al lam lochem shishu yoyin. What does that mean to say? Al lam lochem omloy, that she said to him, Malocha etzim lochem, what do you want to be like kings for? Sheshayisim yain, all they do is they drink wine and mishtakin and they become shikah. The young woman that says, lo malonu, ale. So they say, like, what do we need Hashem for? That's what they say. They drink too much and then they say, what do we need Hashem for? So she was telling Hashem to be careful. Then the prophet goes, l'roiznim ei sheikhar, that means, mi shakol roze eulam gemuyim loy. Yishte yain ve yishtakar is a nice, that things like you, you're such a chokim, you should go and drink wine. And Nikodiyam Yisam say, mi shakol roiznim yolam meshkimim lefiskoy. But all the other rulers come to ask you questions. Yishta yayin vishtakir is nice that you should drink one and be shikir, therefore be careful. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, minayin shechaza shleimah v'hoidu l'imai. How do we know that Shleimah Melech did shuvah? He agreed to his mother. To see the pasuk says, ki ba'ar onoichi me'ish. What does that mean? Ki ba'ar onoichi me'ish means minoich. Like I'm learning that from Noach. Dechsiv v'yochel Noach ish adama. The Noach became an Ish Adama because he went to go after the wine. For Rabbi Nasodim Li, Rodan Rishon, I'm learning out from Modern Rishon also.
Chabur mitzvah, if the son eats in a chabur of a mitzvah, Omer Bavua, Ein chai v'atshecha b'chabura shekulam srikin. He's only chai if he eats the meat in an audience of people that are all empty heads. Srikin, they're all nobodies. Then he's chai. But if he eats with chash of a people, he does not become a ben sarah mara. So is that true? For nantan, we learned in the Mishnah, ocha b'chaburus mitzvah. Only if he eats by bris milah, the meat and the wine, then he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. And an asa ben sarah mara. Time of the mitzvah, only because he's eating by a sudas mitzvah. Holav mitzvah is not eating by a sudas mitzvah. Afagav the lav kulis rikin, even though they're all not empty headed, he's eating with chash of a people, he would become a ben sarah mara. So this is what I need to teach you. The afagav the kulis rikin, even though he's eating now in a chabura, this whole bris milah, everybody there were empty heads. The whole suda was empty headed. But kiva the mitzvah kosik lemimshach. Since the meister he's eating on a suda's mitzvah, he won't be mashach after this. So therefore he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. But both are true. He only becomes a ben sarah mara if he eats the meat and has friends, all his friends are empty headed. If he has any chashva person there, he'll stop him, he'll be embarrassed, if he won't go after the meat, so he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. Ochal the Ibra Chodesh. Remember, you want to tell me the boss of the yain? We'll stop here. The big lines. Avol b'Ibra Chodesh. If the son eats the meat and drinks the wine of Ben Sarah Merer by a suda of an Ibra Chodesh, that means when the Bezdin sat down that this month will not be Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, but the 30th day is still part of the last month. We're going to make the 31st day Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. That's called Dibra Chodesh. So the main thing you want to tell me, the boss of the Yain Masku, that by that Suda, when they sat down to decide, we're making Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, they used to have a Suda, and they would serve meat and wine. And therefore you're telling me, if this son would come there and eat too much wine there, he's potter. He's not a Ben Sarah Mara. I've got time to learn like this. In Erlin law, Ella, Bapas, Bag, all they served there was a simple meal. They only served bread made out of dogon, not oris from the five wheat, and not of oris, not of rice, and the kidneys and beans. That's all bread and salt. That's all they had. Bavad, but they had no meat, and they had no wine. So Kamash, this is the chiddush over here. Afagav diyein oilin lo ela v'pas v'kidney is true. When the chachamim sat down to have this suda, they only served their bread and some beans. But v'iyah, when this son, this bar mitzvah boy, came up there. Ask, he brought with him, we'll soon see where he got the meat from, but the stolen meat, he brought the meat and the yain, the wine with him. V'yochlan, he ate there. Still, if he does not become a ben sarah mara, kivon the b'mitzvah kastik, since he's doing a mitzvah now, at least in the middle of his suda b'mitzvah, le mamshach. That's the said, he will not draw after it, he will not be addicted to it. Like this, of a boy, we'll soon see the next Mishnah, steals money from his father, and he goes and buys himself cheap meat with it, and buys himself wine, and drinks it, we're afraid to be addicted to it, to keep on doing this, and eventually come out to kill people. But here, where he eats the meat, in the Suda's mitzvah, we're not afraid to continue doing this. Tell me about it, not like this. And Erlin v'Ibra Chodesh, when you go up to make this Ibra Chodesh, the people should decide, that we're not going to make Rosh Chodesh today on the 30th day, but rather we're going to wait till tomorrow. So when they go up to the room, it is they do not go up. Pachas mi'asara b'nei adam, less than 10 people. We only serve there bread made from wheat or kidneys and beans. They only go up there eloi or iburai, only the night of the 30th day. In other words, today is the 30th day. And today, even though Adam, for some reason, came to Bezdin to say they saw the Levana, Bezdin decided not to make the Rosh Chodesh today, but to make it tomorrow. So the night of the 30th day, after the 30th day, the night to the next day, the night to Rosh Chodesh, they went up there. If you had urban light beyond, they did not go up by daytime, and the Balal only at night. For the moment, that's true, but time went on that we learned. And urban light Balal, you do not go up at night, and the beyond go up by daytime rather. So the answer is, Kid Yom Rabchia Baraba Livnei, where Rabchia Baraba told his son, Achrifu Viola, be early and go up. In other words, true, they first sat down, the meeting started at nighttime, but they used to go up at the end of the day earlier to be there early. He told them, Achrifu Viola, be early and go up there. Achrifu Poku, come down early also. You should be able to tell people, we decided that Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow. So therefore you're supposed to go up at the end of the day when it's still day, even though the meeting actually started at night. Then the Mishnah says, Ocho Maisa Sheni, if the son with the money of Maisa Sheni goes and buys himself some meat and some wine, Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Why? Kivon Dechiurchiyu, since it's normal to do this, and Rashi adds on, Kaderech Mitzvosoi, that's the mitzvah. But the prophet says, with Maisa Sheni, the money, when you come to Yerushalayim, you should buy, Babako Vatsayin of Ayayin of Ashechar. So it says you should do these things. So therefore, since he's doing a davar mitzvah, who kochel lay le mamshech, he won't go after it. We're not afraid he'll be addicted to this, so he does not become a ben tzemer. Then the Mishnah says, ocho nevelos a treif, why is shkotzim remoshim? Let's say the son buys treif of meat and eats it, he does not become a ben tzemer. Omar Rav Rav said, ocho bosar oif, what's going to be if he eats chicken? So far we have the son steals money and buys meat. What's going to be if he buys chicken? Chicken is not so choshev, it's not so good. Even though it's kosher chicken, he does not become a ben tzemer. Rashi says, le mamshech basar, he won't go after it. Chicken is not as good as meat. Today they say, no, it's habit. It's not habit for me. Right. And that's the ben tzemer. I will not now look at our Mishnah, ochal nevelos treifos shkotzim rumoshim. It says, because he ate treifos shkotzim rumoshim, which is not better than birds, ain't nasa ben seremayra. Mashma tohirim, nasa ben seremayra. If we do a sheketz or a remish, or a tor, which would mean a bird, a type of a bird, Rashi says, haina waifa is temeim. Shkotzim is waifa is temeim. The sivbei sheketz hain. Yeah. So mashma would request that treif. But if we eat a kosher or chicken, mashma would become a ben seremayra. So Mashma says, ki tana nami, that our Mishnah says, shkotzim rumoshim mastisin lahashlim. That means, let's say he ate a pound and a half of meat, and he's missing another few ounces to the shear of a mono. So the last few ounces, if he would eat kosher chicken, he would become a ben seremayra. If the whole pound and a half he eats is from chicken, he does not become a ben seremayra. But if the main portion was from meat, just he's missing a few ounces, if the last few ounces would be from kosher chicken, he would become a ben seremayra. The Mishnah says if the last few ounces are made from treif, from Shkotzim Ramoshim, he does not become a Ben Seremayra. We'll soon see why not. What? Right. Ochal, the Mishnah says, Dovah should mitzvah the Dvar Aveira. If he eats from the sun, it's mitzvah the sun, or he eats something that's treif, he does not become a Ben Seremayra. So Dvar Mitzvah, what does that mean? What does the Mishnah mean to include? Tanchumim Aveilum, if you go to an oval's house, and eat by Menachem the oval, even though it's not a mitzvah deraisa, but it's a ksas mitzvah. But Shazafagav, that the content of Rabbanu, the content of Rabbanu B'yamu, still, since you're doing it as a ksas mitzvah, you will not become addicted to it. Dvar Avera, what's called eating by an Avera? Taina Sibur. Today is a Taina Sibur, and the son goes and eats today. For time of mind, what's the reason? How come if he eats treifus, he does not become a Ben Seremayra? Why not? He could become addicted to it. Why not? Some is cheaper. Omar Kor, the Pasuk says that the parents complain, Einenu Shemeya Bakalenu. Our son is not listening to us. So we dash in bekoleinu for loy bekoleh shemakim. The complaint is he's not listening to us. He's stealing from us and eating meat. But he's not going against Hashem. If we'll be eating treifus, that would be called going against the koleh of Hashem. That's not the pasuk is talking about. Only if the son buys kosher meat and not treifus meat. Ochal kol maichav loyochal bosri. He drinks all type of eatings, but not meat. Shasa komashki drinks, all drinks, for shasa yain, he does not become a ben seremayra. Ocho komaycha v'yocho boso asuya, what do you come to include? Devela kilis, a special type of dates. Shasa komashki drinks, that type of liquid, for shasa yain lasuya, devash mecholav, even though it could also make you a little shik, a little drowsy. Honey and milk. The time, like we learned,
by a cup. Eating meat.
The Tanya learned like this. Or a Kayin. The locker is the Kayin cannot go into the base of Migdash when he's Shikha. So, or we drank wine even. So the Tanya learned, or Chad Vela Kila, so he eats these type of dates from Kila, which are very sharp, they affect you, or else for Shosa he drinks Dvash, honey, the Chola, the milk, the Nichbas, the Migdash, and he'll go into the base of Migdash, Chayef.